March 9th, 2015. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Please understand the remnant faithful to which all are called is not an organization that a person signs up for and conducts meetings to attend. With this holy remnant, one member would not recognize another if they passed on the street. There is no president, secretary, or treasurer of this remnant faithful. Rather, the remnant is in hearts, formed in hearts and a part of the heart. The remnant faithful is the belief in Christian morals, the Ten Commandments embraced by holy love and, if Catholic, the Church tradition. In the world today, what is concealed in hearts directs the course of human history. You see violence on the rise and terrorism becoming more of a threat. These things are products of the heart. But I come to you through these messages to encourage and strengthen good in hearts. Good must be united and portrayed in the world in order to conquer the evil of these times. Evil has been in the world since Adam and Eve, but never to the extent as it is today. Modern technology has made it easier for evil to propagate its cause. Satan provokes good to oppose good, and clouds the difference between good and evil. The secrets of men's hearts are now being revealed. My call to righteousness, although Satan besmirches my call, is my hand reaching out to humanity before it is too late. Grasp my hand in holy love. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 1 through 5. The synopsis, request for mutual prayer that the word of God be rapidly spread, that the remnant faithful may be delivered from evil men, that the Lord may strengthen and guard the remnant faithful from all evil, and that they may always be directed by the love of God and the patience of Christ in union with the divine will. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed on and triumph as it did among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things which we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.